you call his tail a leg, a sheep would have 5 legs. But sheep have 4 legs.
And newsflash, calling a tail a leg doesn't make it a leg. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I am glad that you're here. Come on in and get comfy. I've got a great story and a couple of great Bible verses to go along with that story. Now, these words were written by King David as a song, and you can find them in Psalm 32. It starts out like this. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Our story today is called, How Many Legs on a Sheep? Come on, Sam, try your luck, called Joshua. He and several classmates stood in a group on the playground. What are you doing? Asked Sam. You have to stand on this chalk mark and throw a quarter as close to the other mark as you can, said Joshua. Whoever gets closest wins all the quarters. Sam hesitated. That sounds like gambling, he thought. Oh, well, it's just a quarter. He shrugged and joined the others. He played 3 games, losing each time. I'll win my money back tomorrow, Sam thought. Maybe even a little more. Each day the boys played. Sometimes Sam won, but often he lost everything he put in. One day, he changed his lunch money to quarters and lost them all. I'm starving, groaned Sam when he got home. What can I eat? Why are you so hungry? Asked Mom. Didn't you eat your lunch? Oh, well, I gave my lunch money to a kid who needed it, said Sam. Mom frowned. Your sister told me you changed your lunch money into quarters at the store this morning. What's going on? Knowing he couldn't hide much from his mother, Sam reluctantly told her about the game. That's gambling, said Mom. Now you've lied about it, too. Not really, protested Sam. The kids who got the money do need it. It's no big deal. And the game is a game of skill. I'm getting better at it. It may require skill to win, but it's still gambling, said Mom. And you did lie. Can't you see that? Or do you just not want to admit that what you're doing is wrong? Mom frowned. Tell me, Sam, how many legs would a sheep have if you called its tail a leg? Sam laughed. What a funny question, Mom. If you called his tail a leg, a sheep would have 5 legs. Mom shook her head. No, he wouldn't. He would still have 4 legs, she said. Calling his tail a leg doesn't make it a leg. And calling gambling by some other name, like skill, or saying that lying is no big deal doesn't change the fact that they are still sins. So how about you? Have you been trying to cover up a wrong action by calling it a mistake or a bad habit or something else? All wrongdoing is sin, and calling it something else won't change that. You'll never get victory over it until you acknowledge your sin, confess it to God, and then ask Him to forgive you. Our key verse, Psalm 32:5, I will confess my transgressions, which is another word for sin, to the Lord. And our key thought, admit your sin. Hey everybody, don't forget about the 1-year classic family devotions book from Keys for Kids Ministries. It's got a story for every single day of the year, and more than that, it's got activity pages and journals, puzzles, mazes, and more. Just ask your mom or dad to go to keysforkids.org and then click on the shop button to find our 1-year family devotion book. It's a great resource for you and for your whole family. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.